You are rocking with the best. 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 You are rocking with the best.
Yo, what it do? This is your boy DJ Drop back here again with another mix right here on Active Surge, coming to you live. Okay, obviously it's not exactly live, you know, because there's a podcast. Yeah, I don't know what's up with the craziness today, but it's just a good day coming to you from Johannesburg, South Africa, right here in the South Side. You know what I'm saying? This is your boy Drop, and we back. Yeah. This is another edition of the Active Surge mixes. And by the way, man, it's really hot here in Joburg. Like, it's I almost can't contain the heat. It's like really hot. And you know what's even more weird? It's like we in September. Not, you know, we usually have hot temperatures in September, but it's not like this hot. It's like chilled, you know what I'm saying? Because I mean, it's supposed to be spring, but it feels like summer. Yeah. Feels like summer. But anyway, yeah, it's pretty hot, cool weather out here. And, you know, it's just that kind of weather that wants you to, you know, get into a pool, you know. Just put on your bathing suit or your shorts, whatever it is, and just jump into some really cold water because it feels hot like that. And it's like, you know, for some of us, you know, as much as we love summer, when the heat gets to a certain degree, we can't really take it because it's like, it's weird. But for someone like me, I have like heat rash, you know, my skin starts to itch and stuff. Well, maybe it's, I don't know, I'm out here feeling like maybe it's only specific people. It could be more people. I don't know if it's a common thing to for people to like get heat rash, and it's not just specific people, like during summer or in very hot temperatures. Then just, yeah, hit us up, let us know what you think, you know. And just add Active Surge on our social media platforms, at DJ Gras, and yeah, tell us what you think about this whole thing, because it's really hot. But you know what else is hot? The songs that we are about to jam to right here on Active Surge, because you know we dealing with the best of the best of the best. And yeah, man, this is that clean content, is that Jesus music, because that is what we represent, that is who we represent, you know what I'm saying? And yeah, it's just going to be a really fire session. So I want you to hang on tight, put on your dancing shoes, get warmed up, because we are about to jam. So, the first song that we're going to start off this blazing heat. I said blazing heat, right? Yeah, you know what I'm saying? The heat be confusing things out of me, you know what I'm saying? But, this blazing heat is just too much. Anyway, yeah, to start off this blazing hot show is a song. Alright, this one I'm really looking forward to this song. This is a banger. It's by DJ Drrr featuring Denise. And this song is called God's Sweet Love. Right after that, we have God's Great Dance Floor. I know you're probably wondering what's going on. Both songs, you know, start the same. But yeah, it's God's Sweet Love. Right after that, we have God's Great Dance Floor. This is the Raya remix. And to end off that music session before we go into more fire will be a song by Reactive, and this one is called Eternity. Let's go. Thank you.
Set me free. trust, not what we see, the resurrection of Christ revealed through humanity. Press on every side, but not crushed. No, no, we strive for eternity. We trust, not what we see, the resurrection of Christ revealed through humanity.
Yo, it's Vincent. You're listening to Active FM. Christ music is hot music. You know what it is.
Yeah. That was Eternity by Reactive. Right before that, we had God's Great Dance Floor. That was a rare remix. And before that, we had DJ Durr. That name is so cool. DJ Durr featuring Denise. And that song is called God's Sweet Love. Let's talk about these jams. God's Sweet Love. By the way, both of the artists on that song, DJ Durr and Denise, I know them personally. If you listen to Active FM enough, you'll probably know who Denise is. If you don't know, well, here's a chance. Because you're listening to the show, you are graced. Go on the Active FM shows, find out who Denise is. So listen to all the shows, basically. And if you don't want to go through the hassle, well, I don't know, then that's on you, because you're going to miss out on the great prize of finding out who exactly is it that we are talking about. And you'll be surprised to know that she's singing. That's obviously if you don't know her personally, but I know who Denise is, and I know DJ Dura too. And yeah, these are some really awesome people, really cool musicians, if I can say. I know personally DJ Durr is a musician. And so, yeah, and Denise is a singer. She is also part of the Active Worship Band. So it's quite cool, actually, to, you know, listen to this amazing jam done by them. Perfect summer jam, by the way, to start off the heat wave. I must say, that song is almost a cause for global warming. You know, that's how hot that song is. That's what I feel, you know, personally. You can tell me what you think. But yeah, those are some awesome gems. Yeah, it's like really fire. Talk about God's Great Dance Floor. That's another cool track. I don't know, like, it's weird. Growing up, I never grew up listening really too much EDM music. Of course, there were the few popular songs done by different artists. Like, you'd get people like Avicii. And not that I'm saying that's all he did, but, you know, there's people like Avicii and all those other artists that did EDM songs, but I never really grew up on EDM songs. So it's kind of interesting to see that I've grown to kind of started like liking more genres. But, you know, even like moving to EDM music is like something that was kind of foreign to me. But EDM music is awesome. It's on some other levels, man. So yeah, man, that was God's Great Dance Floor. And then we had Reactive Eternity. If you did, yeah, I don't really talk about this side of my life, you know, on the shows, but Reactive is a band. It's a youth band to Active Worship, which Denise is part of, and I'm actually part of Reactive. I am a drummer in Reactive, which is quite cool. It's a really humbling and awesome experience at the same time. But yeah, that was Reactive with Eternity. And you know, Reactive gives you that fire music. We are the vibe. We are the life. You know, young people refusing to sin. And we are going to refuse to sin and look like the world as we play you more of some Jesus music. You know what I'm saying? More of that fire. You know what I'm saying? And the song that we are going to play is by Bizzle. And it's called Turn Them Away. Followed by Jacob Stanifer. This song is called Upside Down. And the last song that we're going to play for that section is Healthy and Lecrae and Sarzina. And this song is called Reasons. Let us get into some hot music.
When there's blood in the streets and you remain quiet, don't you come with a speech. When it's pop, man down, done by police, hood crying. You ignore it, don't say nothing to me. When it pop, the hood been crying out, but no one ever hears. Yeah, until they turn it upside down. Now everyone is pissed.
I bring up Trayvon, you say he was a thug. I bring up John Crawford, you say he had a gun. I bring up Eric Garner, you say he was overweight. And you say that Michael Brown should have never tried to run. Do you really not realize that it's a pattern of you not having compassion? When these tragedies happen, isn't it odd? Usually you sympathize with the victim, but this time you just continue to side with the killer. Could it be a party to the lot? Yeah, we love the genocide. Though the hood got a record that none of us can deny. Some are killers and others pick it up just to survive. You think you would be as holy if you grew up on the side? No excuses, nah. But you gon' have to tweak your perspective. It's easy being sheep with them sheep for protecting. Get around them wolves and them teeth start projecting. Second did you sleep, you can leave unexpected. Check it.
When it's blood in the streets and you remain quiet, don't you come with a speech. When it's pop, man down, done by police, hood cries. You ignore it, don't say nothing to me. When it's pop, the hood been crying out, but no one ever hears. Yeah, until they turn it upside down. Now everyone is pissed.
You're looking mad negligent on top of your theology, your blind spot evident. Hear me quoting Jake, and you yell out of your heritage. But when the hood cries, John MacArthur ain't addressing it. You don't like Sharpton, who you gonna replace him with? If you don't never pick up when they call you, say legit. Want me to be quiet? You gon' have to make me then. Cause every time I tell the hood something, you okay with it. Isaiah 1:17 in your Bible. Most of them people won't look anything like you. Fatherless, depressed, and the widow, I remind you. Take a look around you. Who does that apply to? Why would the Lord tell you to plead their case? Lest he expected you to ignore the things they say. Like, man, the system mistreat us, and the police beat us, but you'll never believe us. Why would I trust your Jesus? Don't you say you love me, show me, homie.
You remain quiet, don't you come with a speech. When it's pop, man down, done by police, hood cries. You ignore it, don't say nothing to me. When it's pop, the hood's been crying out, but no one ever hears. Yeah, until they turn it upside down. Now everyone is clear.
A year ago, it's Blake Griffin called Donald Sterling a racist. You will look at the team and say he exaggerated. Tell him to quit complaining, like, how is he racist? Look at the money you're making. Why are we delusional till we take it? 12% of America, 40% of prison. One in every three of us are paid a prison to visit. Doing 60% more time for the same offenses. You reply, that's BS, I don't believe them statistics. I just want you to listen. You think I'm saying you get it? No. I don't see your compassion, I just see you get the defensive. It's a problem. You thinking that I'm trying to say it's you. Really, I just want for you to have a problem with it too. Picture us growing up in the crib together as brothers. Parents treating us different. You say I'm tripping, it's nothing. But when you sleep, he touch me where he ain't supposed to be touching. But when I tell you he doesn't, you look at me like I'm bugging. I'm telling you he mistreat me. When you ain't looking, he beat me. And you keep saying we brothers, but you don't never believe me. So when you see the division, it ain't all on pop. It ain't about what he did to me, it's about your response. We just want for you to cry with us. And quit telling us we ain't justified in our feelings. So when you reply, this is not the 50s, biz. All I hear is you replying the same way people back in the 50s did. This ain't the 20s, biz.
Blood in the streets, and you remain quiet, don't you come with a speech. When it pop, man down, done by police, hood cries. You ignore it, don't say nothing to me. When it pop, the hood been crying out, but no one ever hears. Yeah, until they turn it upside down. Now everyone is pissed.
To my white brothers and sisters in Christ, I'm doing this for a couple reasons. One, I just want to give you a little more perspective on where it is we come from and why it is we feel how we feel sometimes. And we can't keep sweeping these race issues under the rug, because the only time we seem to have these hard conversations is when tragedy happens and everybody's high in their emotions. And yes, we are all one in Christ. But once we step out through church doors, the world's gonna respond to us differently. And how we respond to one another's pain is gonna affect our relationship. It's not anger, it's hurt. And reason number two is this. I never walk on eggshells when I'm talking to the black community. I'm always raw. I'm always saying, stop that killing, stop selling drugs in our community. Stop acting this way. And no one ever has a problem with it. Nor do I ever feel like I'm putting my career on the line, or that I'm going to lose all of my black followers. But the truth is, I feel that way right now. I feel that way every time I bring up racial injustice. Like I'm going to stop getting booked for churches. Like my career is on the line. And I shouldn't have to feel that way. If we're one in Christ. I shouldn't have to feel like I need to get a white person to say this for me, because they're not going to hear me. I shouldn't feel that way. And I do. And a lot of people do. And there's some things that you probably feel that I don't know because we don't talk. So feel free to use me to put the conversations on the table. All in love, not to be divisive, but to get past some things so the next time tragedy happens, we can be on one accord. And I said it before, I'll say it again. I'm a Christian before I'm black, but I'm gonna continue to speak against injustice the way I always have. And whether it's a black person or a white person on the other side of that, so be it.
Turn it upside down. You made it right. Gonna see. turn it upside down. You made it right, and I see it clearly now.
This day, I was wondering if you went to heaven, yeah, there ain't nothing I can change. I spent late nights, I was scared to die, I didn't want to see the grave. I was playing games with my heartbeat instead of slowing down just to pray. You've been reaching for the hand you thought you'd never grab, but Jesus brings the hope you thought you'd never have. Tired of living in a nightmare, Lord, I just want to hear you. Run around this same circle, don't make me feel brand new. You gotta know, it ain't over cause you got a hand to hold. Let this peace come rushing through your soul. Too many reasons for you just to let go. There's hope.
You can't keep going at a rate like this. Running from your life when you meant to live.
C-Dub and lost Lil J to these streets, bruh. Got family members on lockdown. Still pray to God to release them. Put my hope in the Father. All these problems just pushing me harder. When I feel like I'm ready to fall out, you might need to start crying my heart out. Yeah, shoot us on the corner. Daddy got corona trauma singing us to sleep. Yeah, God ain't raised a quitter. This is not the end and we will never be defeated. No, you don't have to fight these battles on your own. God is in control. You gotta know, it ain't over cause you gotta handle. Let this peace come rushing through your soul. Too many reasons for you just to let go. There's hope.
You can't keep going at a rate like this. Running for your life when you're meant to live. Gotta keep on breathing.
Yeah.
Urban Radio has never been better.
Yeah. We are back from that fire session. And yeah, you know, today the show ran a bit over, but who cares? Because we are enjoying ourselves with this fire, this heat music, you know what I'm saying? And you know, the song that started off this session was Hood Cries by Bizzle from the Unjust Scales 2 project. And yeah, man, that song got me feeling like a gangster for Jesus, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm talking about? that song is fire. Followed by a song by Jacob Stanifer. This song is called Upside Down. Fire. That song gets 3 fire emojis for me. And not 3 out of 5, just 3, because it's fire like that. Fire. You know what I'm saying? That song is the heat. I really love that song. Followed by Reasons by Hulvey. The Ferron remix. I don't know what else to say. It's just fire here up in the booth. But yeah, man. Don't want to waste any more of your time. We'll meet again next week. Unfortunately, this is the part where we depart. And yeah, we'll go our separate ways. Until next week. Cheers.
Active FM. Radio has never been better.